In his final days in office, President Clinton is keeping very busy. He's still trying to broker a Middle East peace agreement. He's made dozens of appointments to federal offices, boards, and commissions. He's issued more than 60 pardons and is expected to issue more in the 12 days he has left. His administration also is releasing many new regulations, which opponents are calling a last-ditch effort by President Clinton to make his mark before a new administration takes over. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Last week, President Clinton stood amid snow-covered trees at the National Arboretum in Washington. He was there to make one of his administration's most important pronouncements on the environment.
I am proud to announce that we will protect nearly 60 million acres of pristine forest land for future generations. That is an area greater in size than all our national parks combined.
The president was talking about a new regulation to put one-third of the nation's forest lands permanently off-limits to road building and most logging. The far-reaching environmental rule was one of the latest in a wave of regulations to come out in the final months of the Clinton presidency. In recent weeks, the administration has issued a number of high-profile rules. They include ones to protect the privacy of medical records, to restrict the sulfur content in diesel fuel, to set a new standard for organic foods, and to make businesses liable for ergonomic injuries. This flurry of last-minute activity isn't unusual for a president, but Jay Cochran, who monitors the issue for the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, says President Clinton is heading for the record books.
He's going to produce somewhere in the neighborhood of 29,000 pages of regulations between November of 2000 and January of 2001 when he leaves office.
That, says Cochran, is about 5,000 pages more than the previous record holder, Jimmy Carter. President Carter was so busy issuing regulations one day before he left office that the government had to print two additional volumes of the Federal Register to hold all the new rules for that day. Cochran calls this surge in rulemaking the Cinderella effect, the urgent need for an administration to wrap up its work before officials turn back into ordinary citizens.
And it does cut across partisan lines. So irrespective of the party, Republican or Democrat, that controls the White House or controls the Congress, it doesn't matter. We see this general tendency to increase regulations as administrations are leaving office.
He says shortly before George Bush left the White House in 1993, he issued about 20,000 pages of new rules. But the Clinton regulations have especially irked many Republicans and industry groups because there are so many and because they run so counter to the policies of the incoming administration. Randall Johnson is a vice president with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
And it's much more difficult to repeal a regulation than it is to not issue a regulation in the first place. And the people in the agencies know this. They know about this case law. And so the effort is, let's get these regs out and let's lock in the next administration.
The chamber is upset with the new ergonomics rule, which it says places an unfair burden on businesses. The group also opposes a new rule that could ban companies from federal contracts if they've been accused of violating federal law. The chamber has already filed lawsuits against both these regulations. But Johnson says it's not just the specific rules that businesses oppose. He says it's hard for companies to keep up when so many new rules come out all at once.
And where agencies think of each regulation separately, because that's what they're doing, they're writing one or they're writing this one, they're writing that one, employers and companies have to look at all of these and start complying with them.
Clinton administration officials say most of the new rules have been in the works for a long time. They say none of them should come as a surprise and that the president is only trying to do the job he was elected to do. Mr. Clinton himself noted that the new medical privacy rules came out at the direction of Congress. He also defended the release right before Christmas of the new rules limiting sulfur in diesel fuel for trucks and buses. He said it was an important part of his administration's clean air program.
We've been working on that for years. That's not some sort of 11th hour thing. It's just that we didn't get, this is when we finished, and so we did it.
Backers of the new logging ban also note that that regulation came out after hundreds of public hearings. Marty Hayden is legislative director for the Earth Justice Legal Defense Fund. He says the rule was hardly crammed through.
Many of the folks you hear on Capitol Hill screaming that this is a, you know, this roadless policy decision is a last minute deal by the Clinton administration have been out there trying to stop this for the better part of 2 years. You know, this is not news to them.
Part of what's going on is the usual posturing by interest groups and politicians when control of the White House gets passed from one administration to the next. When President Clinton took office, one of the first things he did was to rescind more than 100 last-minute regulations proposed by his predecessor. So far, the incoming president, George W. Bush, has not said what, if anything, he plans to do with the Clinton rules. But Bush spokesman Ari Fleischer says the transition team is keeping close tabs on what's being done in the final hours of the Clinton administration.
We're going through very carefully all these regulations, all the executive orders, and studying them, seeing if they're consistent with President-elect Bush's positions, reviewing what options we may not have.
What options they may have appear to be limited. When Ronald Reagan took office in 1981, he was so disturbed by the dozens of so-called midnight regulations issued by President Carter, he imposed a 60-day moratorium on the new rules. But the courts later decided that the only way an administration can overturn a regulation is to go through the regulatory process all over again. It's also possible for Congress to overturn regulations. A 1996 law allows it to do so within 60 working days after a new rule is issued. But Jay Cochran of the Mercatus Center says it's difficult to get lawmakers to agree to repeal something that's already been approved. He says about 18,000 regulations have been issued since 1996.
And of all those rules, the Congress has chosen not to overturn not a single one of them.
Part of the reason is that GOP lawmakers knew that President Clinton was likely to veto any such move. Many in Congress are more hopeful now that a Republican will be in the White House. But it's also unclear how easy it will be to repeal regulations with control of Congress so evenly divided between the two parties. In any event, President Clinton says he's going to just keep doing what he thinks is right and not worry about what happens next.
If they want to undo these things, then they'll either be able to do it or they won't, as the process plays itself out. That's the way the system works, and I have no problem with that. They have to do what they think is right, just like we do.
And in the time he has left, that means even more regulations. Dozens are waiting to be issued. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.